Over recent weeks, we've been thinking a little about questions that Jesus asked. But as well as asking questions, Jesus was also someone who made statements about himself. Pretty radical statements, and they're called I am statements. And as we approach Advent, we are going to be focusing a little bit about them, about these statements that he made about himself, so that we might see more of who Jesus is, and so that we might get to know him better as we approach Advent and as we approach Christmas, when we celebrate his coming into the world. And this morning we're going to be thinking about Jesus' claim to be the bread of life. And we're going to read from John chapter 6 and from verse 25. And the context of this is that Jesus has just fed the 5,000. He's just recently fed the 5,000. We've just been thinking about. Hopefully you can remember that from 5 minutes ago. And this is kind of what happens in the aftermath of that. So we read from verse 25, and hopefully it'll become on the screen, but it's page 1070 if you've got a church Bible on the way in. When they found him on the other side of the lake, the people asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Sir, they said, "Always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him, because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Amen. The people are looking for Jesus. He's just recently fed the 5,000 plus, and he's fed them with some bread and a couple of fish, as we've already been thinking about this morning. And the people that are looking for Jesus are probably people who had been there, or at least people who had heard about it. They hadn't been there themselves, and they knew someone else who had been. And they wanted to meet him again, and so they go searching for him. And it seems that many of them were hoping that he would do something like it again. They were looking for him more so that they might see a show than to really get to know him, or with any desire really to follow him. They wanted to see something happen. They wanted to be fed. Do it again. But rather than a miracle, Jesus picks up in his discussions with them, he picks up on this theme of food, of bread, that was clearly on their minds. And he makes one of these great declarations, one of these I am sayings, as he declares, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life that gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And what I want us to think about this morning is, what does that mean? What does it mean for Jesus to be the bread of life? How does he explain it in the passage that we've just read? Well, there's two or three things I want us to think about that Jesus points us towards. So we think about this theme, bread of life. What does that mean? And the first thing that Jesus points to is that he says, I'm the bread of life, and I'm bread that is from heaven. I am bread from heaven. A few months ago, as a church, we looked at a few chapters in the book of Exodus. And this, the book of Exodus is about the people of Israel of the time being delivered from Egypt. We know the story with Moses, and they were led out of Egypt, and all the drama of that. But also in that account, we have the people grumbling a little bit. Well, more than a little bit. They were grumbling because they were going hungry. And when they grumbled, God provided them with what was called manna. And it seems to have been some kind of wafer-like food that appeared. And Jesus picks up on this, and actually the people that he's talking about pick up on this idea, on this reflection of bread and manna. Jesus talks at the beginning of our reading about food that never spoils, and of how he could provide that. And the people then begin to talk about manna. And they say, well, God gave them bread from heaven to eat in the past. The manna. And they in effect say to him, you say that you are special. What are you going to give us? Are you going to give us bread from heaven? Are you going to give us manna? And Jesus says, I am the bread from heaven. I'm not going to produce manna for you. I mean, I've done that already. I've fed the 5,000, but that's a pointer actually to who I am. I am the manna. I am the bread from heaven in person. In the same way as manna was from heaven, I am from heaven. That he's saying, I'm the Son of God. It's quite a claim that, isn't it? Some of you will remember when Jose Mourinho became manager of Chelsea, long, long time ago now. And he said, I am the special one. I'm the special one. But here Jesus goes further than that. I'm the bread from heaven. I'm the one who has been promised. I'm the one who has been sent by the Father. I'm the one who is from God. Now this causes a discussion amongst the people. So they begin to argue amongst themselves, to discuss with themselves. They say, this Jesus, he's saying that he's bred from heaven, but we know Mary and we know Joseph. How can he say he's from heaven? And that was his claim. I am the Word made flesh. I'm the one who's come into the world. I am divine. But as well as being the bread from heaven, he is the bread that satisfies our hunger. Jesus has just fed the 5,000. Plus, and the people that day were satisfied. They had their fill, as it's put. But then they were hungry again. But Jesus talks of how if anyone comes to him and receives him, the bread of heaven, that they will never be hungry again. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And what he was saying is that he was someone who could satisfy what sometimes people talk of as our spiritual hunger. We can hunger for contentment. We can hunger for peace, for meaning, for significance. We can hunger for joy, for forgiveness, for stability. We can hunger for love. And we can try to ignore that hunger in our lives, and we can kind of pretend it's not there, or we can try to satisfy that hunger in a variety of ways. We might try to satisfy it through our work. If I work really hard, then that will satisfy my hunger for significance, for meaning. If I earn enough money, then it will satisfy my seeking out for contentment. And yet these things aren't the bread of life. And they don't ultimately satisfy our hunger. Scott Scheffler is a golfer. He's also a good golfer. Number one in the world. Won 5 majors. But in the summer there, he's also someone who is a Christian. But in the summer there, he talked about how being a success at golf didn't ultimately satisfy his hunger. And it caused a bit of a stir. People couldn't quite understand what he was talking about. This is what he said. I'm not out here to inspire someone to be the best player in the world. Because what's the point? This is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, he said. But it's not a fulfilling from a sense of the deepest places of your heart. That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know, because if I win, it's going to be awesome for 2 minutes. And then it's on to the next one. Successful. One of the most successful golf players in the world. He says, what's the point? It doesn't fill that hole. It doesn't satisfy that hunger. Tom York of Radiohead, if you're trendy like me, you'll know who he is. Many years ago, he spoke about his success. This is what he said. I thought that when I achieved greatness, that everything would be different. I'd be somewhere else. I thought it would be all white, fluffy clouds. And then I got there, and I'm still here. He was then asked, why do you still make music? You're brilliantly successful. Why do you carry on doing what you're doing? He replied, it's filling the hole. That's all anyone does. The questioner then asked, what happens to the hole? It's still there. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. You're hungering after that contentment, that ultimate peace, that ultimate meaning in your life. You're hungering for love, for happiness, for forgiveness. You're hungering for a relationship with God who made you, and perhaps you're not quite sure whether he exists or not, but you're hungering for more, for something, for someone to fill that hole, to satisfy that hunger. And Jesus has said, I am he. He is the bread that satisfies our hunger, but he's also the bread that gives life to the world. Sometimes packets of bread, see, I do go shopping every now and again. Sometimes packets of bread will say on the side of them, it will tell you how they're better than other breads, how it's more healthy. This bread will enable you to be fitter and will enable you to live longer. It might taste awful, but it'll give you an extra 6 months. Jesus says, to have me, the bread of life, is to have life now. But more than that, he says, I will give you life that lasts for all eternity. And he repeats it again and again. He talks again and again about, I will raise you up. I will raise them up. And very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Your ancestors ate manna, remember the manna, and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. It's almost as if he's trying to tell us something. I can provide a future with no death, with no dying. I can provide a future where funeral directors are made redundant and crematoriums are shut forever. And this eternal life that he talks about is not life as we know it. You might wonder, well, actually, I don't know if I want to live in this world forever with its pain, with its sorrow, with its conflict, with its anxieties. With aging? But when Jesus talks about eternal life, he's talking about something beyond our imaginings. He's talking about an eternal life where there is no more death, where there is no more pain, where there is no more sorrow, where there are no more anxieties, where there's no more conflict. Because they're done away with. And when he rose on Easter day, he in a sense was declaring, I am the bread of life. I've conquered death. Through me, death is done. The bread of life. Have you received the bread of life? Have you received this bread from heaven that satisfies, that brings life? Again and again in the passage, again, it's one of those things that's repeated throughout the passage, Jesus encourages us to receive the bread, to receive him, to eat this bread, to feed on him. And he does so much that the people, again, are a bit confused. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They're not seeing the imagery. They're not seeing that he's pointing to something deeper. Jesus is saying, I am offering myself to you as living bread. Receive me. Believe in me. Accept me into your life. Take and eat. For then I can give you life. Then I can satisfy your hunger. Perhaps we've been spectating for a while. We've been trying to suss out whether Jesus is really who he said he was. But we've never actually received him. I can look at this bread, but at some point in my life, I need to take it, and I need to eat it, I need to receive it. Here he is, the heavenly bread of life, available to us all. Receive him. Believe in him and be filled. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are the bread of life, the one sent from heaven, the one who alone can satisfy the deepest hunger of our hearts, the one who gives life that never ends. We confess that we so often we chase after things that cannot truly fill us. We look for peace, for meaning, for security in places that ultimately leave us empty. Only in you do we find life. Only in you do we find forgiveness. Only in you do we find rest for our souls. Help us to come to you. Help us to receive you, to trust you. The bread of life who gives life to the world and who gives life to us personally. Amen.